This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Caveat holiday shoppers, that super deal you found on the internet may just be a fake. The amount of counterfeits is apparently proliferating, and it's not just the $60 you paid on what is normally a $5,000 Bell & Ross wristwatch. As Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports, some fakes could catch fire.
You've probably seen those big shipping containers stacked up on cargo ships. They look even bigger from the inside.
This is a 44-foot container. You can actually fit a three-bedroom home in here.
That's Jaime Ruiz, a spokesman for Customs and Border Protection. He takes me through the warehouse at the Port of Long Beach, where the contents of suspicious containers get unpacked and inspected. It used to be easier to identify the counterfeits.
We used to see five, six, seven containers of the same merchandise. Now what we see is that they mix some of their products, some of the counterfeits, with legit products as well.
With all the merchandise they confiscate, you could stock a whole store with fakes.
We have Prada, Chanel, Gucci, Betty Boop.
Customs and Border Protection Section Chief Peter Green says some of the fakes can hurt you. Take the counterfeit Duracell batteries.
It's possible for them to explode, which they have in the past.
The trend is picking up speed. Lev Kubiak directs Homeland Security's National Intellectual Property Rights Center.
Criminal organizations involved in the sale of counterfeit merchandise have really expanded into literally every name brand product out there.
Increasingly, the kinds of fakes making their way into U.S. retail is a safety issue. Kubiak says the feds have seized everything from counterfeit airbags that explode
to counterfeit pharmaceuticals that people are taking, thinking that it's the real drug, but there's actually no active ingredient inside there, so absolutely no way for people to get better, even in such cases like cancer medication.
And counterfeiters have started to cut out the middleman and sell directly to U.S. consumers.
Criminals have begun to set up counterfeit websites that look and are designed to appear as if they're the legitimate retailers' websites, but are not.
When trying to avoid fakes, watch out for prices that are a lot lower than average, and check with the product's maker to confirm that a merchant is a trusted distributor. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.